described the conviction of former Minneapolis policeman Derek Chauvin for the murder of George Floyd as a step forward in the march towards justice. Vice President Kamala Harris has called on US lawmakers to pass the George Floyd bill aimed at reforming policing in the United States. Many of the reforms suggested are aimed at making police who engage in wrongdoing more accountable for their actions. The killing, which was captured on a cell phone, raised questions about racism and police brutality. Civil rights activists say those concerns have not gone away with this conviction. Following Chauvin's conviction, these people in Minneapolis gave their view of the verdict.
It's the first time that we've convicted a cop in this state of murder, except for the one black cop. We needed this. This is long overdue. This was for George, but this is for a lot of other people too.
I think it's that time, it's that moment. It really didn't kind of surprise me. I was more happy that they did to show everybody else. The time is changing. Time to change is now. It's not tomorrow. We're not waiting for things. It's now.
Marcia Howard, one of the campaigners who led the fight for justice for George Floyd, says a lot more still needs to be done in the area of race relations.
This verdict was a reckoning for one man. But what about the reckoning for the system that allowed him to do that? For the city that continues to promote inequity, for the state where black folks still and Native folks are still summarily executed.
Marcia Howard. Well, let's talk now to our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, who was in court for this. Brian, this verdict has reverberated, I think it's no exaggeration to say, across the United States and around the world. Just how significant a moment is it in American race relations?
Brian, it was very interesting and fascinating to be in downtown Minneapolis as this verdict was read out overhead. We could hear sirens, we could hear helicopters, such was the scale of the security operation in anticipation of what might have happened if there had been an acquittal. Those sounds of security, those sounds of helicopters, those sounds of sirens were then drowned out by cheering, applause, the crowds that had gathered outside the courthouse, welcoming this win, welcoming this conviction of Derek Chauvin, but all of them telling me when I spoke to them that yes, this is a moment. This is a moment we're going to savour. A lot of them breathing huge sighs of relief, saying they did not think this would happen. And they spoke about how difficult, historically, it is to get convictions of police officers who are tried on events that have happened during their day-to-day duties. And they said, this doesn't usually happen to us. We don't usually get this kind of justice. But everybody speaking about, and you got a flavour of there in the clips you were playing, saying that, yes, this was a win, but this is a first step on a long road. And many of the people I spoke to last night outside the court told me the names of others, like Dante Wright, the young African-American man who just 2 weeks ago was shot and killed by a police officer. And there are other cases out there as well. And I think that was always going to be the sense that even if we got the result, which we got last night, three convictions, three guilty charges, that it was also going to be a moment for people to look on others who had lost their lives at the hands of police and look at the wider issue of police brutality and those calls for reform.
And indeed, that underlined by news from neighbouring Ohio, from Columbus, Ohio, almost as the verdict was being delivered, Brian, that a young 16-year-old black teenager, Mikey Bryant, was shot and killed by a police officer in that city. So one verdict clearly isn't going to transform the way police across America operate in situations perhaps where they feel under some sort of threat. What about this bill that's been proposed by Kamala Harris that she was talking about, this George Floyd bill?
It's interesting when you look at the timing of the Columbus, Ohio shooting. As you say, almost exactly as the Chauvin verdict was being handed down, you had news coming out from a nearby state that police had been involved in another shooting, a young 16-year-old black teenager. Now, authorities there say investigations are underway. The mayor has said that it appears from looking at the video footage of this incident that the officer was trying to protect another young individual and there was a stabbing incident underway. But nonetheless, it sparked protests last night in Columbus, Ohio. It sparked calls for change. It sparked calls for reform. And those calls for change and reform were peppered throughout everybody's speeches and public comments last night in the wake of the Chauvin trial, not least, as you say, from Kamala Harris, the vice president. And what we saw was Kamala Harris and Joe Biden making a phone call to the Floyd family immediately after the verdict occurred. And they spoke about how, yes, they were welcoming this, but that more was needed. And there is this George Floyd bill named in his honour that is with Congress. It hasn't been passed yet. And in an address to the nation last night, you had both Kamala Harris and Joe Biden calling on Congress to pass this police reform bill that it's hoped would reduce incidents of police-involved shooting when it comes to race relations and inequality in this country.
All right, we'll leave it there. Brian Donovan in Minneapolis, thank you very much for that.